If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
Hey, just a little heads up, if you haven't done this already, subscribe to the 106.7 The Fan YouTube page. Our guy Mike Marr posts videos up on the YouTube page, does an excellent job. You click on the Sports Junkies section, you can see some of the videos. He'll tweet them and Instagram them on occasion, but subscribe to the channel. Do that thumbs up thing. Give it a like.
You do that, you're subscribed. Simple as that. Cost you nothing.
All right, let's open up the entertainment page.
That's right. It's driven by BMW Fairfax, DC's only BMW Center of Excellence Award winner cakes for the ultimate buying experience on your ultimate driving machine. Get your butt over to BMW Fairfax. Ask for Miriam. She's the general manager. Of course, you could check them out on your own at BMWFairfax.com. Check out all their new vehicles, pre-owned vehicles, all that stuff. They got deals for everybody. All right, kind of sad news this morning. I think we were all shocked to see when we logged on that Val Kilmer passed away at just 65 years of age. And when I first saw it, I thought, oh, that cancer must have got him. Apparently not. It sounds like it was just pneumonia.
Yeah.
Terrible. Got diagnosed with it maybe last week or something. And I guess not. They weren't able to get it under control in time. And unfortunately, he passed.
He just looked so bad after the throat cancer, man.
He looked terrible, but man, I'll tell you what, I was looking at this dude's resume, and I'm not talking about movies. I'm talking about the chicks.
Okay.
Oh my God. This is just a few, okay, that pop up. Now, a lot of these names are older,
okay,
and you're not going to care.
Yeah, but back in the day.
But like Cher,
yeah,
like back in her heyday or slightly after, Michelle Pfeiffer, Cindy Crawford, Ellen Barkin, Angelina Jolie, Carly Simon. There's a woman, I don't know her, Joanne Whaley, maybe
that's
a co-star.
That's who he married, yeah.
Yeah. Let me see if there's others. I don't know J.C. Gossett, but I'm looking at a picture of her. Shocker, attractive. Daryl Hannah, back in her day. I mean, he dated everyone, Case.
He mowed
through all of Hollywood.
He was a healthy American male.
He literally took a Toro through Hollywood.
Pretty much. I thought it was awesome that they snuck him into the last Top Gun.
Oh, yeah,
Tom
totally.
Cruise got him into Top Gun.
Mm-hmm.
I think they used AI to alter his voice.
Yes.
And I guess he had been, even recently, as of like a week or two ago, still kind of active on social media. I saw a post where he had maybe just put on a Batman mask. They say for the last time he put on a Batman mask. I think it must have been just before he got sick.
Drab T-shirt has hit me to a movie that I guess is a blind spot. He loves Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, starring Val Kilmer and Robert Downey Jr.
That's my favorite film of both of those guys, actually.
Really?
It's really, okay. Really good. Most people sleep on that film.
I do sleep on it. It's a movie that
What's
Kate
that about?
Sleeps on.
I don't think I've seen that one.
There's just a couple of it's a dark noir comedy. They're two scumbags and they trying to hide a dead body and it's just funny. It's a butt
buddy
it's a butt
action
funny movie.
Comedy movie is how it's described.
You know, his cancer, which was terrible, but they said it had gotten into remission, was an oral cancer. I wonder if it was, you know, like one of those deals. You know what I'm saying?
Just throat cancer.
You know how some of the guys are getting a lot of cancer now?
I guess that could happen.
Kind of what happened.
I think my
due to his long history of heavy smoking.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably didn't help.
Yeah. I'd probably lean more towards the smoking than, yeah.
All right.
Than the nanny.
Okay, all right.
Personally.
Only one gives EB a twinkle in his eye, though.
Yeah. No,
just let him believe that.
Yeah, I know. I know what he wants
Drabby,
to believe.
My three favorite.
Sorry, D, I don't want cancer.
My three favorite Val movies. Definitely Heat.
Yep.
Definitely Tombstone.
You don't like Top Gun? You weren't a Top Gun guy?
I like Top Gun a lot. I'm just kind of going through his filmography
True
here.
True Romance? You're not like Kevin McCarthy?
I like True Romance.
Tombstone?
I like The Saint. Definitely Tombstone, yeah. I don't think I've seen a lot of the more recent ones. But, Heat was A++.
Yeah, such a great movie.
He was...
it's got a ridiculous... really long filmography.
Did people like him when he was in Batman Forever, or was he panned?
I can't really remember.
Movies, I feel like the Val Kilmer era of Batman, that those movies sucked.
Was he Batman more than once? I can't even remember. Was it from
I feel
one,
like
one
Clooney,
movie?
Didn't Clooney do it like
Clooney,
once?
Clooney, I think it was the one and done.
Batman Forever, that was like the campy Batman.
It was really bad. That was with
I think he
the
just
Riddler,
did it once.
Jim Carrey.
Okay.
Batman Forever, 1995. Jeez.
Anyway, pour some out for Val Kilmer. Morgan Wallen is capitalizing on his Get Me to God's Country cakes. Apparently what he put on his Instagram or whatever after he rolled out of Saturday Night Live, skipped their post-party, and got on a plane and flew back, I guess, to Nashville or wherever the hell he goes. He's selling Get Me to God's Country hats and t-shirts, $45 a pop, cakes.
Just $45 for a hat or a t-shirt?
That's all.
What a bargain.
I saw Kenan Thompson was upset with him.
Well, he didn't like it that he tweeted that. He said, what do you mean? Like, we're not part of God's country? You know, apparently there was a guess is that there was a kind of like an underlying political rift.
Yeah.
Wallen didn't like kind of like the mentality of all the
New Yorkers
goofing on Trump all the time. He's a Trump guy. Just he never said anything about it, but people close to it said they think that's where it came from.
I had a theory that, well, you saw that like he bailed on a skit, right? They substituted Joe Jonas in for him for whatever skit.
He didn't want to do it.
This is just a theory that all week the writers kept pitching for him to be in some sort of skit where you're kind of making fun of how Southerners sound, maybe like Southerners are stupid, kind of that New York elitism.
Well, he was like,
dude, I don't want to do that. Like, I don't want you to, or I don't want you to goof on me for throwing a chair over a bar building or something along those lines. And then kind of bubbled until the final end of the Saturday Night Live, and he just rolled out of there.
Listen, I love Morgan Wallen's music, but he's got already at such a young age, he's got a checkered history.
Oh yeah,
I mean, what he did chucking the chair over is ridiculous. Well, of course, they caught him with the N-word stuff. You know, I think it was just hammered. I don't know that he meant particular harm by it, but it's just not. It was terrible, terrible judgment, just terrible. Not a great look. Everything terrible about that. He's had quite a few incidents. I think he's had a few DUIs.
Yep.
He's had a lot.
He's a mess. He's
probably a pain in the ass.
My guess is his record label probably forced, not forced him, but they said, hey, you need to do this. There's probably some sort of contractual marketing thing.
Something happened earlier, right, where he was supposed to do it in 2020, and it didn't happen. I can't remember what. There was some incident, and I think they banned him in 2020.
I'm going to guess that's his final appearance on SNL.
I don't think he's going back.
Probably not.
I don't think he's going back.
Well, he probably is fine with that.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember. Cakes won't remember because he doesn't care. Cakes, you could scroll fantasy.
Okay, I can doom scroll Twitter.
But, you know, years ago, the Masters, when it would come on, pre-internet and everything, it would be on for a couple hours over the weekend. People always wanted more Masters, more Masters.
Yeah.
Well, now you get to the point, Jason, you're going to get 9 straight hours of coverage of the Masters on CBS on Saturday and Sunday. I mean, like so all you, day. Remember, like back in the day, like
usually started around
3 o'clock or something, or 2 o'clock maybe
on the weekend. Yeah, I was gonna say 2.
Used to be later, but they've been giving us more and more, and more online coverage.
And now you're gonna get like 8 a.m. coverage.
Yeah, I can't read the graphic here that Valdez gave me. The print's too small. It's in green.
Well, it's next week,
but
next week is Masters week.
Yes.
Oh yeah, we're gonna hear a lot of this music, Cakes.
You knew that.
I knew it was in April. I didn't know it was if it was this. I figured if it was this week,
we're gonna do our Masters pool, right? We'll have to get
of course.
I'm sure Anna will call and she'll try to be a part of it.
CBS coverage starts at 1, but on Paramount, you can literally watch it all on Paramount.
Okay,
I think it's Paramount.
It's hard to read that, right? It's kind of hard.
Plus.
It's hard to read it.
I forgot you need readers.
Well, I mean, look at that, Cakes. Can you read that? If you can, you can read the schedule.
I mean, this is. I mean, I think my eyes are decent, but this is hard to read.
Thank you. You'll be able to watch plenty of it.
I'm sure I'd watch. Ever watch Masters on the Range?
Oh, that's
never, ever, ever.
Hey,
serious?
Well, you know, you can go through online every single player at the range. They have data on all of their range shots.
They're pretty good. They have the range shots even. I know in years past you could go and you could watch all their shots online.
Well, now they're extending it to the range
work. Yeah, it's pretty sick. A great app. Great. They must be some old fogies and conservative and some old school ways.
Yeah.
Their app and all of their ways to enjoy the tournament at this point.
This is Fred Ridley. We still have dial up at Augusta National.
Right.
Drabby, we got to lock down multiple Masters guests next week.
We might have a Masters guest on Friday at the Altcast.
I'm going to guess you guys are talking to Steve Sands on the Altcast.
Well, we got to get Sandsy on the radio.
All right, so there you go. There's your Masters stuff. I just love this music. I get lost in it, Cakes. Do you have guys you're eyeing for the pool, Cakes?
I'm sure. I'm so sure I have guys I'm eyeing.
You're not eyeing Scotty Scheffler?
No. Here's what I'll be eyeing. Yeah. The odds. And I'll pick whoever's highest on the odds list as my picks.
Right.
That's what I'll be doing.
What's does the new guy with that hits bombs, Pottinger or whatever his name is he eligible?
I'm not sure
if he is, right?
No,
he didn't win.
Was he in a U.S. amateur final or something? No, I don't think so.
Pot roast, whatever his name is.
He hits it a million miles.
He like finished runner up at right. He finished.
Did he finish runner up in an event? But did he finish runner up in the U.S. amateur? No, I don't think so. Maybe I'm making that up. Roger Daltrey, Cakes. Who's Roger Daltrey?
He's the lead singer of The Who.
All right. You know how old he is.
I'm going to guess Roger Daltrey. The Who has been at it for a long time. Roger Daltrey is
77.
It's a good guess. I'm going to go a little older. He's 79.
He's 81 years old.
Wow. Okay.
Now, of course, his bandmate, Pete Townsend, I think for years has complained about going deaf.
Correct. Right?
A lot of these guys on stage.
He might be my spirit animal, Pete Townsend.
Roger Daltrey apparently gave an update unexpectedly to fans as they were performing a concert at a charity event in London. He says, the joys of getting old mean you go deaf.
Yep.
And now I also have the joy of going blind.
By the way, I don't know if I want to comp myself to Pete Townsend. Didn't he have some like child porn charges?
There were some allegations
back
about
in
that.
The day.
Yeah.
I rescind that earlier statement. Just so you know.
Home Alone star Macaulay Culkin.
Mm-hmm.
Was it his brother?
His brother's the silly actor.
Kieran Culkin.
Kit was the dad, right?
I don't know the dad's name. I know Kieran Culkin because he was in Succession. And he's a silly actor.
What was his dad's name? Well, the story is that Macaulay Culkin hasn't spoken to his dad in over 30 years, Case.
Wow.
The dad's the one. Yeah, Christopher Kit Culkin.
Kit Culkin?
He's the one that got all the kids involved in acting.
Let me guess. His dad stole all of his Home Alone money from back in the day.
Well, back in the day,
Macaulay's bitter about it.
He said he was mentally, physically abusive. Hmm. He said he's a bad man, abusive physically, mentally. I could show you all my scars if I wanted to.
Ooh.
Everything he tried to do in life, I excelled at before I was 10 years old. Ooh, making fun of him there. His parents got divorced after he filmed Richie Rich back in 1994.
Richie. Man, Macaulay Culkin's 45 years old.
He's up there. Scary.
Can you believe it?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say him in Home Alone is the greatest performance by a child actor of all time.
It's damn good.
I mean, I don't think that's hyperbole. I don't think that's crazy to say that.
I can't think of anybody that rivals it right now.
What's your big statement?
Macaulay Culkin's performance as Kevin McAllister in Home Alone, greatest child actor performance.
He was very funny.
What about Haley Osment in The Sixth Sense?
Come on.
Nowhere near.
Not even close. Get out of here.
Get out of here with
Haley Joel Osment.
Not as iconic.
You need to come stronger than that.
Maybe like Shirley Temple or something. Or, you know what I mean? Like somebody from back in the day.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I don't really know her work. I mean, I know who she is.
I'm looking at a list. He came in at 45.
Of best child actors?
Best child actor performances.
Well, what was one?
You know what you can do with that list?
You can crinkle that list and take it into the Odyssey bathroom and stick it in a place where I can't talk about.
What about the kid from The Shining? He was good.
Oh, Danny Torrance was very good.
Danny.
He was good. Not as good as Macaulay Culkin.
Natalie Portman's on the list in a movie called The Professional.
Mm. That's about a sniper.
Judy Garland, yeah, Butt Young in Wizard of Oz?
Yeah, yes. She was very young.
Yeah, but wasn't.
Do I have a soft spot in my ticker for that?
Is that
movie
really a child, or is that just?
Yeah,
she was a teen.
It's probably
a child, Valdez. Yeah.
Jodie Foster in Taxi Driver.
How old is she in that one?
You don't know the Taxi Driver's last name in that movie.
Nope.
Pickle.
Yeah, Travis Pickle, right?
Travis Pickle.
What was the other Jodie Foster performance when she was
Bad News Bears? Did she do Bad News Bears?
Parent Trap horror movie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
God, who was it? Let me look her up.
Last House on the Left? Is that
her? Did she do Bad News Bears?
Maybe that one.
Am I wrong with that?
Yeah.
She's definitely in one of the Bad News Bears. Maybe the
Jodie Foster?
I think so.
Wasn't like one of John McEnroe's ex-wives?
Tatum O'Neal
definitely was.
That might have been it.
I don't think Jodie Foster was in it. You might be getting it. Maybe Tatum O'Neal.
But you bought it.
I did. For a second, I bought it.
Last House on the Left, she was good in that.
Okay.
Last but not least, it's not, I mean, look, the Olympics are, that's kind of entertainment related.
Sure.
I can't believe that they're seriously pushing. I mean, this is so tilting. Flag football in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Isn't that embarrassing? They have ballroom dancing in the Olympics.
Understood. I think that's not kind of embarrassing.
They had break dancing.
Embarrassing. Now, Roger Goodell said there are a bunch of NFL players that want to be in the Olympics. I get it. You want to be in the Olympics. Flag football, that's embarrassing.
I'll tell you what.
It's the most embarrassing sport.
I'll tell you what. If they do go, we better win the gold. Because that would be embarrassing if we didn't.
Well, we can't so lose that. Who would the United States lose to in flag football?
Don't know.
Could you even
in any sort of
field
football?
A team?
I mean, they get a bunch of NFL guys. You think Tyreek Hill wouldn't be silly?
No, I'm talking about the other countries.
Oh, I don't know.
Well, yeah.
Who cares about the other
Maybe
countries?
They get their like handball players.
Who cares about what sort of teams they feel?
I don't know.
You go over there and take care of the business.
All kinds of countries play football.
I just think it's embarrassing.
you go recruit.
Yep.
Like all of a sudden Kenny Pickett is Polish.
Yeah, right. That's probably what's going to happen.
Exactly. I like it. Exactly. All right, there you go, Cakes. I entertained
you. Entertain
all right, got to take a break. We'll come back with more here on the Junkies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.